Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield, blessed be the Lamb who will open the scroll and loose the seven seals. Proclaim these words to every land. Let my people prepare for
Welcome
war.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Flashpoint.
Wake up the mighty
Stephen
men.
Assures
Let
me
all
we'll
the men
the
become
second half,
mighty
so here we
men
go.
Of war.
Several things changed as of May 15. It was the Blood Moon, as you recall. On that day, it was very interesting. There were reports that the Sphinx closed its eyes. And several people who are responsible commented on this and reported on this. And they said, yes, it did happen. And the pictures, I'll put forward a video that was shared, I think, by Mike Adams. It actually does look as if the thing closed its eyes. And if you recall pictures of Peru, I think in Sacsayhuaman, of it looks like the Nephilim or the Antediluvians could melt stone. They must have understood the frequency it required to melt the stone, to change its shape. They have many more powers than we do, don't quite understand it. But the Sphinx is accompanied by prophecies or mythologies that says when the Sphinx does close its eyes, it is heralding great changing events that will change the world in the coming period. One inscription says, if the Sphinx closes its two eyes, all the soldiers of Pharaoh would flee to Hidote and never return, because if they did return, mankind would be destroyed. Is that about to happen? Not that mankind would be destroyed. That's, I think, their dream. But certainly this is a sign, an omen, just something to be aware of. We are on the last days. Just one more thing to put into our basket and to understand the timeline, the date, the shortness of time in which we live. And I can say, after putting, you know, these few slides together, that pretty soon we will be completely dependent upon the Lord. We so need the second outpouring of the Spirit. We are not to be afraid. We are not to fear. We remember it is Yeshua himself who unleashes the seals from the scroll, which is, as many have said, is the deed to this world. It's time that Yeshua takes his rightful place, takes his throne, and asserts his ownership once again of this earth before man gave it to Satan in the garden. So if he is the one who is acting on our behalf to trigger these events, let not us shrink and say, oh, this is terrible. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. And to bemoan and to become overwhelmed with stress. Please don't do that. Just understand the gravity, understand the times in which we live, understand the shortness, and that is the size of the relationship that we need to our Messiah. Okay, governments have been publishing data on the effects of the COVID jab. Now we have three out, and the data is horrific, absolutely horrific. I can see where this is a mass extermination event. This is genocide. The jabs are a bioweapon. They are a weapon of mass destruction. But in the meantime, they're putting on this show in Ukraine, and getting this, hand puppet in chief, usurper, to behave in just the most ridiculous manner possible. At every option, he is poking Russia, poking, going where it just isn't reasonable. We don't want missiles in Cuba. They don't want missiles in Ukraine. Is that so hard to understand? They don't want missiles in the Balkans. They don't want missiles in Poland. But nonetheless, NATO, the U.S. just pokes. And now at Davos, I understand, they have absolutely stated that we must annihilate. We must go for regime change in Moscow. And this is going to set America on a suicidal mission that is going to, I think, end in our own destruction. Well, while that is happening, and that is, I don't know, I don't watch mainstream media, but while that war is happening over there, governments are publishing data, and nobody is bringing attention to it. I'm going to publish some charts and some links here that the effect on humanity is just pitiful. It just hurts my heart, my soul, to look at this stuff. There has been a huge rise in mortality across all age groups, and now to think that they are seeking to jab infants. It is just unconscionable. I cannot wait. I cannot wait until these people stand before the Almighty in the court of justice. That would be the only time where they will experience justice. I hope in the meantime, I pray that they realize that they are up against not, some puppet government of the United States, or up against some globalists that are in charge of other Western countries, but they are up against Yehovah himself, and they will start to realize that the line they have been fed of this is going to be easy, you're going to win, you're going to live forever, you're going to be gods like me, you're going to have your own world, whatever they're being told by Satan is not going to happen. There are increases in AIDS-related diseases, cancerous infections, rising over 1,000% to over 33,000%, according to the CDC reporting system. Is this antibody-dependent enhancement, or is this AIDS or VAIDS, vaccine-acquired autoimmune deficiency? HIV is only one mechanism. There could be other mechanisms that wipe out your immune system, including these bioweapons. Will smallpox / monkeypox / whatever this is be the next one? I'm going to put a video. This is from an interview with the Gateses couple of years ago, when they their smug smiles when they discuss the next one and how that will get people's attention. They cannot hide their glee, either one of them. These are very evil people. Who would smile smugly with big grins on your faces at the thought of mass death, mass injury, mass disease? The powers that be want to engage in genocide, but they don't want to be part of the genocide, so they have to make certain that the avenue of the pathogen that they release is controlled by something that they won't touch. And is that the vaccine? I think it is. It shouldn't be called a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. We just call it the jab. I think so. once you have the jab, especially 2 doses, 3 doses, you're on your way to being seriously injured, if not killed. But they never get the jab. This is why they walk through without masks. This is why they have their parties. Remember Obama's birthday party in Massachusetts, there at his beach home. They're not afraid. They're not afraid. They're not jabbed. And they know that that's the vector. That is the vector for everything happening. And once they have the vax in your system, then they can build upon it with subsequent vaxes and then ultimately with 5G waves and the chip. The vaxes are setting you up to be more agreeable, to be easier fodder for taking the chip. In fact, here is a quote from a report of the WEF and the NTI. It is the Nuclear Technologies Initiative, I think. I don't know what nuclear is having to do with this, but this is their quote. DNA editing and synthesis, read COVID vaccine, have made it easier to manipulate biological agents and systems, increasing the risk of a catastrophic accidental or deliberate biological event. Doesn't sound very comforting to me. Here we have their Moderna CEO, Stéphane Bancel, complaining that no one wants COVID injections anymore. And here's his quote. It's sad to say, but I'm in the process of throwing away 30 million doses into the garbage because nobody wants them. We have called every embassy all over the world, and no one wants them. The jig is up regarding COVID. It's time for them to change their game. People have had enough of the lies. Here's former Prime Minister of New Zealand, Helen Clark. People are over COVID, she complains. We are in danger of losing this moment for transformative change. Well, that sounds like a true globalist. The transformative change she has in mind is the denigration of all human beings either into the grave or into slavery, compelled into obedience through a hive mind chip that controls them like a puppet. And I'm going to put in here a picture of, I hope I can find the picture. I have so much stuff saved, of monkeypox versus an autoimmune blistering disease listed in the official list of adverse reactions obtained from Pfizer by the FOIA request. Blistering disease is listed on there as an adverse reaction to Pfizer. So are they saying this is monkeypox, or is it merely an adverse reaction that is coming to light en masse now? Julie Grant is the Australian e-safety head. Speaking at the WEF at Davos, which is, I think, in session right now, here's what she says. We are finding that we have increasing polarization everywhere, so that we're going to have to think of a whole recalibration of the rights that are playing out online, from freedom of speech to the right of data protection to the right of dignity. The above clip was tweeted. The user was suspended for that tweet. They want to say what they want to be able to say and not have it spread around the world. They want secrecy. They are so evil, so bad, so malevolent that they know they have to keep it secret what they're planning. California now has a bill to criminalize free speech, the free medical opinions of physicians concerning COVID or any other medical condition. AB2098 is purportedly designed to prevent doctors from spreading COVID-19 misinformation. A term of the bill's authors defines false information as anything which is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus. So if he doesn't agree with the FDA, the CDC, the WHO, which are all bought and paid for by the drug companies, then it's disinformation, and they could lose their license. Its dissemination constitutes gross negligence by the licensee. Gross negligence, okay? That's language that'll get your license suspended. In response to this, Dr. Mercola, he has compiled the CDC's own data. He said the jab has killed over 1 million people. Israel is doing studies linking the jab and heart disease. Germany, up to 500,000 experience an adverse reaction. And of that 500,000, 20% do not recover. The UK, Omicron associated by vaccine is associated to vaccine ineffectiveness. The third dose is ineffective. Any protection quickly wanes. What it's actually doing is destroying your immune system. It is giving people VADS, vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome. Remember October 19, we had an event 201, a tabletop exercise which heralded an outbreak of COVID. And sure enough, 2 months later, voila, there it was. Well, the WEF and the Nuclear Threat Initiative wargamed a global pandemic of monkeypox on March 22nd, and voila, outbreak 2 months later, May 15, same day as Sphinx closed its eyes, same day as monkeypox broke out. In fact, they went so far as to remove previous announcements on the internet of the incidence of monkeypox to make it appear as if it was something brand new on the horizon. During the tabletop exercise, the strain of monkeypox was, quote, developed illicitly in a fictional country. The conclusion of this, because of the hideous result, which is almost 300 million fatalities, they said the outcome was so devastating that any response must be triggered, must be almost hair-triggered, and conducted with no regrets because countries do not have the luxury of waiting for certainty in a diagnosis. So you can see that at the drop of a hat, they can shut a whole country down. You cannot even step outside your house. You think that's impossible, you're not watching what's happening in China. And once again, the diagnosis of this monkeypox is based upon a PCR test. It certainly is fortuitous that Carrie Mullins, the developer of the PCR process, was suddenly dead just a couple of months before the COVID outbreak. Or else he would be standing on a soapbox, jumping up and down at the idiocy of the misuse of the PCR process. It was never a test. It was never a diagnosis. It was merely a tool for scientists to augment a substance that they found, but the substance was too small in quantity for them to study. So by repeated repetitions, they could augment the sample. They could duplicate it like a duplicating machine so they could study it. That's all it was. The conclusions of this tabletop exercise also stress the need to ramp up increased numbers of oxygen tanks and ventilators. I don't know what for, because monkeypox is not a lung disease. It sounds suspiciously like what they're doing right now. You go in because you had a car accident. You're admitted, you're given midazolam, which is a relaxant. When your oxygenation dips below 70%, they'll transfer you to the ICU because that's the threshold. Once you're in ICU, they'll give you remdesivir, which is palliative care before death. It will actually just slowly kill you, and a ventilator. And most people on this regime are dead within 10 days. In fact, they say day number 9 is the critical day. And in the meantime, the hospital gets 6 figures for doing that. They just killed a person. The people who are engaged in the medical field that are on the wards now administering this protocol, they're going to have to answer for this. And do you know that remdesivir now has been licensed or given the green light for infants? Remdesivir is it's a slow kill agent. Okay, is monkeypox VAIDS? Monkeypox is extremely rare, has rarely been seen outside Africa, has never been recorded in multiple countries outside of Africa at the same time. We're now being told that monkeypox is being recorded in the U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia, Sweden, Netherlands, Belgium, France, Spain, Italy, Germany, all at the same time. All these countries receive the Pfizer. Is this and merely a result of the damage done to the immune system by the COVID-19 injections? Is this a cover-up? Is this just an excuse to get you to take another vaccine? Oh, for sure they have it. Uh-huh. Jynneos, I think, is the name of it. And it's licensed for both small and monkeypox. And besides blistering disease, Pfizer also lists pamphigoid as an adverse event to Pfizer, and the pictures are same. In fact, some websites have used the same pictures interchangeably with monkeypox and pemphigoid. The COVID vaccine lowers your natural immunity, and they have this smallpox, monkeypox. As far as I know, they're pretty much the same in Jynneos. What is going to happen if you vaccinate into a compromised immunity organism? Will they develop smallpox? I don't know. If I had a decreased immune system, I would not accept any kind of vaccine for smallpox, monkeypox, any of it. I'd be afraid that it would absolutely blow through my body like a steamroller. I'm going to include a video here of what full-blown VAIDS look like, vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome, looks like. This is from China, and people are dead in the streets. Physicians are dead in the hospitals. They die on public transportation. They die while working. They die while driving. They die while crossing the street. They're dying. Christians have dreamed dreams about this very thing, where there are so many people in our country dead on the sidewalk that the resources are not sufficient to come and pick them up and get rid of them. They are left to be vectors for disease where they lie. We're just about the end of this. Okay, I'm going to put a link here. Who is Tedros? I'm going to put a link to Dr. Peter Breggin, an interview. His words are, Tedros is basically a communist thug. That's as far as we can get. Unfortunately, we have to stop, but very stay gray. Like swift steed.
Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore.
Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield, blessed be the Lamb who will open the scroll and loose the seven seals. Proclaim these words to every land. Let my people prepare for war.
Well, I guess Stephen won't be joining us.
Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men become mighty men of war.
He needs to take his kitty cat to the emergency room. So here we are. We're back here with me. So let's begin. We left on who is Tedros. He is the head in the UN. According to Peter Bregan, and I'm going to put a link here to Dr. Peter Bregan. I'm going to put a link to his interview. He says that Tedros is just a communist thug. He has no medical background. He has been a cat's paw of China from the get-go. He averred that COVID was not dangerous. He did not recommend for the longest time any precautions against COVID. He allowed plane loads of infected people to leave China for the United States for weeks before any alarm was raised by him, and he is basically a tool of for the globalists. He is a willing cohort. Just pay me, and I'll say and do what you want. He's a figurehead. And once again, we see that the target is the United States. Everything is being done, admits Dr. Peter Bregan, against the United States. And this is not your imagination or my imagination. The United States is the only thing standing between globalism and the world as it stands now. Sovereign nations, freedom of speech. You know, we are the last vestiges are right here. The last vestiges are in the Western world. Also, they don't know it, but we know it, that, and Satan knows it, that Christians are here. And he does not tell his minions, but he is aware that Yeshua has given us his power over demons, and that we could bring down, and we will, through Yeshua, because of his power, because of his protection, because of his mercy, because of his edicts, we will harvest the earth, and we will defeat the globalists. They will not have the wild success that they are planning upon. Satan knows this. I don't know if he's telling his minions this. I think it might be his secret that he's hoping that they won't find out. But anyway, the West is where Christian heritage understanding is. The WHO was established in 1948, largely in response to the polio outbreak. I have discussed the polio outbreak on this here before, and it was an effort, I think looking back upon it, it was an effort to color the minds of the American people in favor of vaccines and to view them very positively. Even now, the polio vaccine is just almost a flag-waving event, and Salk and the others that developed the vaccines are occupy high places of respect in medicine. But you know, a little critical look at what really happened then shows that the man in charge of the polio problem had been in, I think, Southeast Asia or Africa. He had been in some equatorial nation in World War II. I forget exactly where. But he had seen the effects on the people by reason of the use of DDT against the mosquitoes. And he saw the ravages of DDT poisoning. And he noticed that it mimicked the symptoms of polio. So when they said, okay, we want to get a vaccine, change people's minds about vaccines, we want to introduce something new, a very positive regard for vaccines, because this is how we are ultimately going to defeat the people. He said, raises his hand. This is, of course, in my mind. Raises his hand and said, I know how we can do it. We can get the children DDT poisoned. We can say it's polio, and then we can get a vaccine in there, and we can give them anything we want. We stop DDTing them, and they think that the vaccine cured the polio. Yes, there are articles like this, and I discussed this, goodness, it must be 2 years ago on this channel. At the time, there was one physician. Anyway, so they did. They convinced the American people that polio was caused by mosquitoes, so they started spraying DDT. They started spraying swimming pools. There are pictures of this. They started spraying, encouraging children to stand beside the road, and they would spray them with DDT. It was absolutely demonic that they would subject children to lifelong crippling just to... I tell you, Satan, I cannot wait until this world is over with. In order to get widespread acceptance of a vaccine so that later on, 50, 60, 70, 80 years later, they can introduce a vaccine and people would be favorably disposed toward the word vaccine. Anyway, it is true what they said. They developed the vaccine. They started jabbing. Now they admit that, 80 million of the doses were contaminated with cancer. They lined school children up in the 50s and took them to centers to get them vaccinated. People couldn't wait to get their children vaccinated. They outlawed DDT. There went polio. There is so much to be brought to justice in the history of this world. The WHO, and anyway, that's the WHO, in 1948. Yeah, the WHO came and they cured polio. Oh boy. Okay, the WHO did not warn against the dangers of tobacco until the 2000s. Do you know, as late as the 1990s, the tobacco industry is still testifying in front of Congress saying that tobacco was not harmful and it was not addictive. The WHO did not come out. They are bought and paid for. The tobacco industry fought the WHO condemnation by publishing tobacco-funded studies, minus the names of the tobacco companies, showing that tobacco was not addictive. In 2009, the WHO changed the definition of a pandemic to not consider either, and this is, again, this is the swine flu, to not consider as the necessary threshold before declaring a pandemic, either the number of deaths or the severity of the disease before they could declare a pandemic. Just it was widespread. Well, then they could declare a cold to be a pandemic. And that is the definition we're pretty much left with today. And of course, with swine flu, it was this hysterical knee-jerk reaction that started killing pigs, public spraying, mask wearing, public intimidation, cheerleaders of the globalists got out there, the mass media got out there and were saying whatever they were told to say. Today, many WHO consultants have conflict of interest with drug companies, and to see them in interviews denying that they're paid, you know, a third of their annual income is from drug companies, and they will not admit that that's a conflict of interest, not at all. It's just disgusting to watch them squirrel around and just say black is white and white is black. Most of the funding, I think, is from the United States, number one, of the WHO. Number two, it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's who runs the WHO. Now, that's globalist. The WHO is a globalist organization run by, as Bregan says, a communist thug. Bill Gates, addressing the WHO, said, "Our priorities are your priorities." And notice that, not vice versa. Our Bill and Melinda Gates, the globalists' priorities are your priorities. You work for us, people. When WHO was founded, they could self-allocate their resources, but now 70% of the resources are determined by the contributors. And again, the WHO says, what's independent? What's independent? You can't truly get an independent study. So they just play with words and say that independence is not possible. Is the WHO downplaying challenges of nuclear energy? There are almost no records and no condemnation, no examination by the WHO of Fukushima. A former WHO worker published two papers regarding thyroid cancer after radiation exposure at Fukushima. The WHO asked him to withdraw the paper and actually threatened him. They don't want to go against any wishes of the globalists. At the time of Fukushima, the WHO did not recommend giving iodine, even though radiation readings were excessive, even 200 kilometers away. The former Japanese Prime Minister at the time of Fukushima, Naoto Kan, now campaigns against the use of nuclear energy. The time Fukushima was so toxic that even robots had trouble cleaning up. Their cameras were affected by the radiation, and their cameras stopped working. They virtually could not see. In 2016, there were still 510 sieverts an hour at Fukushima. And this is, what, 5 years later, when 8 sieverts an hour is fatal. So that is almost 70 times a fatal dose, even 5 years later. And a WHO worker, I'll try to get this interview up here, the WHO worker, WHO spokesman at the time of Fukushima, Gregory Hartle, finally stopped answering questions about Fukushima, about radiation, wouldn't answer anymore. Within the WHO, a staff associate representative organized a go slow, which is not a strike, but a go slow, to protest nepotism and corruption within the WHO. Within 3 weeks, her position was canceled and she was fired. That's the WHO. Okay, now the WHO is saying this treaty that they're meeting right now, 22 to 28. So they're in the process of meeting as we speak. They want to finalize a treaty, a pandemic treaty, by 2024. So that's 2 years away. The United States submitted, member states need not vote or agree with WHO, but is bound by them. Everybody who's in the UN, it is a member state, and I think there are, 194 of them, they are bound by the 2005 health agreement of the UN. And this is this treaty and this exercise now is merely an outgrowth of that action in 2005. And what they want to do, the WHO now wants to plan for digital ID and passport. They ask all member states to submit modifications. The member states need not vote or agree with the WHO determination, but would be bound by them. So the WHO could say, okay, there's a pandemic of obesity in your country, and people will only be able to shop once every 2 weeks, and we're going to monitor what they buy. The pandemic could be anything, anything the WHO says it is. As part of the plan, the WHO has contracted a German-based Deutsche Telekom to develop a global vaccine passport system, which plans to link every person on the planet to a QR code, digital ID. Okay, plan to completely decouple from society. That's where we're going to end up. Do not become part of, to have a QR code. You know how, we're, how they're going to link it to your biometric code, which is going to be linked to the vaccines. Already people who are vaxxed are giving off MAC addresses. That's how they're going to link you. That's how they're going to keep track of you. The giant quantum computer run by AI is how they're going to keep track of every individual on the planet, or what they hope. Don't go along with it. If you have... Okay, we'll continue here. Tedros could bring in all the agencies of the UN to enforce UN mandates, even against the will of the host country. Is our present administration fine with this? Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Soon coming, rationing, verbal compliance. Infant formula will be available, but we will be denied, and rationing will begin, it is hazarded sometime in June, together with a national ID card. Hazarded by June 15. Accessed at first by verbal passcodes. Verbal passcodes are dictated and are not changeable by the user. Eventually, the verbal passcodes will demand the denial of Yeshua. Your verbal passcode will be, Yeshua is not the Messiah. Yeshua is not the Son of God. Yeshua is not deity. Yeshua is just a New Testament creation of human beings. That's the kind of stuff they're going to ask you to repeat. And Chinese-style lockdowns are coming. And for those who do not comply, the plan is brutal, but we're never alone. We're never alone. I hope nobody takes a snippet of those few sentences ago, what I said. That is not my thought at all. This is just what they're going to ask you to repeat, in order to get you to deny Yeshua in some form or another. I'm going to put up here a video of what's happening now. I don't know if it's the Sea of Azov. I think it is the Sea of Azov over in the Ukraine. The water is calm. Suddenly, missiles come out from under the sea and go toward their target. This is exactly what Henry Gruver saw on the eastern seaboard of this country. Nobody knew there were missiles on the eastern seaboard, all up and down, until suddenly he saw the missiles coming out of the ocean toward their destination, the cities. I'm going to put up a video here of Full Spectrum Survival, maybe just the first 5-8 minutes of it. The Federal Reserve is announcing that it's going to take some time before American accounts of citizens are drained and they're suddenly living paycheck to paycheck. So they're just waiting for you to use up your cash so they can clamp you down. Russia has announced that they are preparing for a 2 to 3 year war with NATO. China will join Russia. The Palestinians are saying that any decision to allow Jews to worship on the Temple Mount will be counted as a declaration of war. And the Chinese government now is going door to door Any positive COVID test response, everyone in the building is carted off quarantine camps. All the possessions of those carted off are packaged, thrown away, destroyed, and the apartment doused with a color-altering bleach-type product. I'll put the video here, and you can watch the first 4 minutes or so. He does have some inside information from inside sources. So I listen to his rundown of the information that he has. And this is pretty much our future. We're going to be cut off from everything we know. If we're not jabbed and don't have the right to money, QR pass, digital money, we can't buy gasoline, so we're not going to have our vehicles. We're going to be like Timothy that was transported to help the Ethiopian understand what he was reading. That is our future. It's not a driving to a conference, you know, three or four states away or on the other side of the country or boarding a plane. Our future does not hold shopping weekly or who shops weekly? I mean, most people are in the store every 3 days or so, you know, picking this up, picking that up. That's not in our future now. And even if you could do that, you would need a vaccine passport to do that. You would need to sign that you have money in the bank and how to pay for it. You're not going to have the jab, so that's out. Be prepared. Everything you now know will change. We are going to be, I don't know what Father has, but we know that it's going to be a time when he will use us. He will send out the fishermen to harvest. Be prepared to be a fisherman. They're waiting out there. They're going to be desperate. They're going to be ready to hear the gospel. Father, I pray, fill us with the second outpouring to that sword of the word that he can speak through us. We'll know what to say, to whom. We'll know just how to answer. He will, if we are seeking him, he will show us where to go, where there is safety, where there is food. Remember Yeshua asking his disciples. He asked them this, when I sent you without purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything? No, they said. They had nothing. He sent them out with nothing, and they lacked for nothing. And that was the first outpouring. That was the planting. Right now it's going to be the second outpouring and the harvesting, but it's going to be the same. He's going to send us out with nothing. But it's going to be adequate. He's going to take care of us. We don't have to worry. Have a little bit. Ask him. Have a little bit. If he wants to, he can bless it. Remember the widow's oil and flour. She had enough. She had enough food for her and her son for the whole famine. So let's not be afraid. Yeshua himself is bringing about these changes. He's setting us free. So instead of thinking, oh, this is horrific, I don't know how I'm going to survive this. This is horrible. What about my house? Well, I don't know what about our houses. The disciples didn't have houses, and they lacked for nothing. If your house is paid for, I pray that you've been praying that, you know, am I supposed to be here or what, Father? That's how I've prayed. That's how we've prayed. We put this house on the market 8-9 years ago. Well, over that, it was 08. It was just before the crash. It was booming. For a year, nobody, no bids, no offers. I said, okay, Father, I'm here. I don't know from here on. Nobody knows from here on. But don't be afraid. Please trust him. Please spend more time in the Word. Spend more time on your knees, on our knees. Spend more time. Turn off the radio. Start playing just praise and worship music. Don't listen to any other kind of music. Fill your head with praise, worship, divine goodness.
The day of the Lord is at hand, and his camp is vast. strength. Like swift steeds, they will run. They will leap the mountain like a flame of fire, like a chariot in the sun.